I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Tina Turner did it, so did Facebook's Eduardo Saverin and Terry Gilliam of Monty Python fame. They all renounced their U.S. citizenship. It doesn't happen all that often, maybe 1,000 a year, but it looks like the pace is increasing. According to the Wall Street Journal, more Americans gave up their U.S. citizenship in the first half of this year than in all of 2012. Mary Louise Serrato is executive director of the group American Citizens Abroad. She recently moved from its headquarters in Geneva to Washington. And Mary Louise, we're not talking huge increases here, but more and more people, more and more Americans are renouncing their citizenship. Why?
Well, it's getting harder and harder for Americans overseas to simply survive. And we speculate that the renunciations and the uptick in renunciations is a reflection of a lot of people being in very difficult situations, having to pay taxes to two jurisdictions, having double taxation in many cases, and being denied, you know, financial tools, bank accounts, checking accounts, mortgages, pension plans, is really putting some people whose lives and careers are overseas in the difficult position of having to consider renunciation as an option simply to survive.
Right, so kind of an economic reason. The Wall Street Journal, in fact, cited taxes and filing obligations for the increase. Can you just tell us what kind of tax obligations U.S. citizens abroad have to deal with that people of other countries don't?
Well, the U.S. is unique in that it has citizenship-based taxation. So the rest of the industrialized world operates on residency-based taxation, which generally means that income that you earn in that jurisdiction, be it Saudi Arabia, France, Germany, is taxed by the authorities in those countries. So the American must file taxes in the jurisdiction in which they're living, and then must also file a U.S. tax filing. The average cost for a simple U.S. filing overseas, and I should probably caveat that by saying that it's never quite simple. If you know the U.S. tax code, it is quite complex and overburdensome. But you're talking in the neighborhood of $4,000 to $5,000 annually just to file the tax return on top of what you might owe in taxes.
Now, I mentioned a bunch of celebrities earlier, Tina Turner, Terry Gilliam, but what kinds of people are renouncing their U.S. citizenship? Are we talking also business people with large tax bills or just all types of people?
The people that we see pushed into this decision are people who need to make it on a survival basis. It's not even really a tax issue. With the new FATCA legislation, which is bank reporting, foreign banks reporting on U.S. account holders, we have Americans who cannot open a bank account overseas and cannot keep the bank accounts that they have overseas. We have people who can't get mortgages. These are people who are working overseas, living overseas, have a legitimate reason to be overseas. And, you know, I put the question back to you, how would you be able to function any place without a bank account, without a charge card, without a mortgage?
Do you think the tax obligations that Americans face overseas discourage them from staying overseas or even relocating in the first place? I mean, do you think it's bad for U.S. public relations to not have more Americans trying to live overseas?
Yeah, absolutely. We absolutely think that the community of Americans overseas is a valuable community on many levels. Obviously, on a U.S. economic level, if you want to be doing business overseas, there's no better ambassador for U.S. business than the U.S. businessman or supplier or representative. But on a very informal, quote unquote, diplomatic basis, don't we want Americans overseas? Don't we want, the global community interacting with Americans, understanding who Americans are? That would help not only on an economic level, but just on a general understanding and diplomatic understanding.
Mary Louise Serrato of the nonprofit and nonpartisan organization American Citizens Abroad, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.